This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to the Pro Cheerleading Podcast. This is the only podcast that gives you a raw and unfiltered perspective of what it's really like to be a professional cheerleader. Whether you're currently on a pro team, an alumni, or really curious about what it takes to become a pro cheerleader, the Pro Cheerleading Podcast gives you all the inside scoop and hot topics in the pro cheerleading industry and in-depth interviews of current and former cheerleaders. I'm your host, Makiba. Join me every Wednesday as I reveal the truth behind the palms.
Five years, obviously that Spirit Award is probably a major highlight, but do you have any like favorite memories of appearances, trips, travel, like anything that really like sticks with you now that you're a retired alumni, whatever we call it? What are we calling this?
Yes. Looking back, I am so grateful for tour. I am so grateful to travel the world on the military tour. You know, giving back to the community is something that it holds great to me, because growing up homeless, you know, for the majority of my part of my life, you know, it really means a lot to me to give back. So, yeah. You know, being able to give back to the community and even going back over, you know, going overseas and seeing how just our gift of performance is giving these military troops and all of the armed services and people over there, like, wow, like, you don't understand how much this means to us. And we're like, wow, but thank you. Like, you don't understand how much y'all mean to us.
Right, so
to see us changing their lives and making them smile when a lot of them are really going through it. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, wow, like, thank you for having us. So, you know, I got to see the world. Like, I got to see Dubai. I got to see Abu Dhabi. I got to see, you know, Kuwait. I got to see Germany. I got to see places that, you know, if I spit in the check, I'm not going.
It's not on like the bucket list of places to see.
It's not in my budget. But no. But in real life, I probably would have never had the opportunity to go to these places. But Ravens being able to open my eyes and take me there and choose me to go there is another part. It's just like, wow, like, thank you for trusting me to be able to represent you overseas without you all here with like, hey, you guys are in that moment the best of the best for this particular thing. Other people are doing their other things, but y'all are the ones we chose. So we trust
represent us well and trust represent you. Show up on time. Don't be going
come
out there
on now.
Don't doing, the most, like...
doing the most.
Yeah.
We were great. But no, but that's something that I cherish the most. And out the opportunities that came from Raven is something that really took me by surprise. Like, at the end of the day, whether you go to cheerleading as, you know, a fluke, or you go through NFL cheerleading as like, oh, I didn't know that there was cheerleading outside of high school or college. Whatever you do, it's going to be a stepping stone regardless, because of the title NFL cheerleader. It's going to open up doors for you no matter what. If you choose to pursue it, if you want to, you don't have to pursue at all. This would be something if you just love it, which I do. But to be able to go on Beach Shazam and meet Jamie Foxx and
Talk about that. Like, you said, it is a stepping stone. Because right in my mind, like, of course, I'm not knowing like the whole story and all the details. Like, I was just like, he's just so freaking wonderful. And his personality, like, it's this beacon of light and ray of sunshine that it was probably like people just were drawn to you or found you somehow because of just you being you. So I need to hear how that ended up becoming a stepping stone for you to end up on Beach Shazam. P.S. Did I tell you that they reach out to me?
Okay.
I was like literally going to Belize with my daughter the week that they wanted me to like be in Ireland. I was trying to like figure and finagle. Anyway, the whole point is I talked to the little producers, had a conversation, and I was literally going to call you, but it literally was just a couple of days of them reaching out. I thought it was fake. So I didn't respond. Yeah. And then I was meant to reach out to you to be like, is this real? Is this how this worked? And then when I finally responded, submitted some ratchet video after going cheer chat one time, they called, talked to them and everything. And then when we talked about the dates, I had that trip to Belize with my daughter. Anyway, back to you.
No, but that's good though. This is
how they found, like, how did this happen?
Yeah. So like, ironically, it's again, weird how this happens. They were looking for NFL cheerleaders. Okay. And ironically, I was one, but then I was contacted, you know, because of, I submitted like some audition video way before I even was on Ravens, just to be on shows and things like that, reality TV. I wanted to be like a backup dancer for, you know, celebrities. I had dreams because again, dancer first. So I wanted to be on dance shows. I wanted to be on So You Think You Can Dance. I wanted to be in America's Got Talent. I wanted to be going to auditions. I wanted to be a backup dancer. Still do. Will.
Okay.
And I just, that was like the opportunity, but you know, they happen to be looking for, you know, NFL cheerleaders. Cause again, I don't know the protocols, like, cause my image is owned now. So like,
right.
I can't just be like out here like, yeah, I want to do X, Y, and Z. I have to go in compliance now. I am no longer Ray. I am Ray, the Baltimore Ravens cheerleader owned by the NFL. Like all of us are when we're on the team. That's just the fact. So, you know, reached out and I was like, hey, you know, my name's Jacob, blah, blah. And they're like, well, actually, like, we remembered your audition for something else and we were going to contact you. But unfortunately, we're looking for, you know, NFL cheerleaders or whatever. And I was like, well, like, actually, I am an NFL cheerleader. Like, what? I was like, yeah, this is my second year on the team. I was like, you know, I'm a second year in Ravens. They were like, oh, my gosh, like, we have to, like, talk to you. And I was like, what? And again, this is just crazy how things happen like this.
Mm-hmm.
And had I not. And again, maybe I could have been on the show with just being me, but I have to, like, facts are facts. Had I not been an NFL cheerleader, I probably would have gotten skated by.
Yeah.
The name rings bells, and that's just all of us. And for all of us. And anybody who even is not even thinking like, oh, this can't do anything for me. No matter what you want to do, you're always going to be the NFL cheerleader to people. That is just who you're going to be. No, of course, the NFL cheerleader flux, but that's just going to be something, especially if you've made it who you've become. Because people are going to always say you're that.
I think sometimes teams really infuse this, almost like a box around you. Like, you're an NFL cheerleader, but you belong to me or this organization. And it almost feels like you're deterred from trying to leverage that name to be doing other things. And so I think a lot of people probably like shrink from that, not realizing that you actually, especially
you need to
be able to leverage that. It's not you being selfish or whatever. I don't know why.
You're using like your resources.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cause you'd be crazy not to, like, especially if there's actual pursuits that you have that you want to consider or set yourself up for success when you do retire. Like, so anyway, this is why this story is so interesting to me, because like, you have been leveraging, you've done some really cool things. And so keep going.
So into give it like, again, another shout out to Ravens, which is why I love them so much. They want that for us. They're like, hey, you want to go do modeling? Like, one of our cheerleaders, she did Sports Illustrated. And she's doing phenomenal things. And a couple of the other people on our team are doing phenomenal things, modeling, acting, all whatever is dancing as well. Like traveling the world dancing. And it's just like, they have set it up for us where it's like, we know that y'all want to pursue these things. Well, not everybody, but whoever, the people who do, they know what's up. But they want to make sure that they know what you're doing because they want to be able to guide you as well. Because there's a lot of shady things going on out here. Like you said, like you thought the thing was fake. There are a lot of fake castings, a lot of fake things that are like leeching or just predatory to pursue NFL cheerleaders, not for the right reason.
Right.
They are so good at looking out for things like that. And they're behind you 110%. They're like, go out, go through the process, do what you need to do. But when it comes to like that final, like, hey, you're about to be on here, we need to be here. Everybody needs to be on the same page. Because at the end of the day, you're still
representing the brand.
Okay.
So like when you were on Shazam, you literally were in like Baltimore Ravens gear the whole time.
Yeah.
Like, and that's when I knew kind of like, wow, the fact that you were able to, I mean, a team would be done to shut that kind of a thing down, and right? I mean, obviously, but like the fact that you were able to proudly represent and not just kind of say it
Yeah.
as this fact, but you're in regular clothes, like you were
Yeah, went on
tumbling on
there,
there, like you
humbling,
were just,
yeah.
yeah, it was such a good
Cheered
plug.
and yeah, it was amazing because at the end of the day, I could have easily been like, oh, I'm gonna go do this. I'm not gonna tell you. This is all about me. And but that's just not how I am. Like as a person, I also like to do things like this is what it is. I can't just be shading and I'm very private, but you can't be when you need permission to do things like this. So it's like I could have easily been like, oh, I don't want to be on the team anymore. I want to go pursue this. But then you could have stayed on the team and please be so for real. So people don't think through like that. People think with emotions, which I do sometimes too. But
Yeah, for sure.
logistically, I was so grateful that they were like, absolutely. Like I called my director and I was like, hey, I was presented with this opportunity that I think they're really, really, are interested in us. Like, is there anything we can do it? Fun fact, I was actually going to be on the show twice.
What?
So the first time around, I wasn't able to go on the show, which was, I believe, the end of my rookie year because the person I was going to go on with on the team unfortunately couldn't do it because she had a prior obligation. She had to do something with work, so we couldn't go. So they were like, thank you so much. And then they called me back and they were like, hey, like we're doing another season. We still need NFL cheerleaders. Like, are you interested? And I said, yes, like, let's go. So, again, same thing. Ravens went through and it was like, yes, we approved this for you. We think it'll be a great opportunity for you. Thank you for asking us. Like, we want you to be like, we think you'd be perfect for stuff like that. Like, Ray, we think you would be the best probably option for this to go out there and like do your thing. So, I went on there with Melvin and we went on there and just had a good time.
You guys were so cute together. Like, it was just
Thank
so
you.
fun. It just brought male NFL cheerleaders
To
to
the.
the masses in a
Yes.
different way. And it was,
Yes.
obviously a lot of plug for like the male NFL cheerleaders around that time that were on the dancer side that were getting a lot of attention. But it was just fun and exciting to see like how cool you like when you think it, male cheerleaders, sometimes it's this kind of,
Yeah.
I don't know what's the word,
I
not
know, but
dorky,
I know
you
exactly what you're trying to
know what I
say.
mean?
So,
But it's like
yeah, I
that
know
whole
exactly what you're saying.
cliche thing where it's like
Yes.
not the cool thing to do, and you guys just completely like flipped the whole script on that, just being yourselves, showing your personality, like you made it look so cool. And
Thank
Jamie
you.
Foxx is interacting with you guys, like wishing you could
Come
like talk.
on.
So cool. So cool. But I mean, this might be just a little nugget for people to think about, like just the ways that you can move with your organization. And I mean, ideally you won't feel the need to want to hide or kind of sneak to do things. Because I don't know why some teams are like that. Sometimes they're just not receptive and it's kind of weird. But just thinking of a professional way of trying to be transparent about the opportunity, because you never know unless you ask. And so maybe thinking about the approach in trying to pursue some of those things, that you aren't cutting yourself out of the opportunity to do it while you're still on the team, and that you're also bringing the organization in at the right time so that they can vet it. Things take time, approvals, all of the things, and something to keep in mind so that you're able to go about it the right way and not miss out on something that could be really cool that you can experience like while you're on the team.
Exactly. And you summed it up perfectly. And it just opened up doors for, the other shows that I was able to do while I was on the team. And they backed all of my projects. Like when I went on Wendy Williams, like they were like, all right, like what are you going on there for? Like what are you
What's she
doing?
gonna have you
What's
saying?
she gonna have you saying? But it's like what's going on? I was like, no, like it's not like that. Like, it's just like an opportunity to go in there, just have some fun with her. She's like, okay, like absolutely no problem. What they appreciated about me was that I came to them first and without them having to then be like,
Hear
I
about
saw
it
you
from their PR
on,
department.
whoa, what, right, come on now. But that, and I think that's why they also trusted me to just be like, you know what, if Ray is saying that it's X, Y, and Z, it has to be X, Y, and Z, because he now understands. Because it's like, again, it's been over the course of some years like that we've been doing this together, and there's like we understand. We understand. Like that's just what it is. And I am so grateful that again they never blocked me. And if they were to block, because there's an opportunity where like, we don't feel like that's good for you. Like we feel like that's not it. But for rightfully so, because those shows were not for me at all. And I'm glad that they blocked some of those, because at the end of the day, watching what came out now, which I will never obviously say what it was, but watching what came to be of what those were, I'm glad that they
That
blocked it
you weren't
because
so,
it turned into craziness.
something
I'm
else.
glad that wasn't a
Well, we
final.
gotta be careful with these, reality
Come
TV.
on.
Like, not all of it's good. I mean,
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
I know what you mean.
It comes with some pluses and minuses. I mean, for sure. And if it ends up being something that you wouldn't really want to be associated with, once, I mean, because it's editing, right? It probably was fine, but the way they kind of
pieced it up,
it was things together and sensationalize it, you might be like, dang, put me out there like that. Yeah.
Yeah. But opportunities that they came from it, and like I said, just to give to anybody, like, even if you think that, you know, you're done with NFL Cheer as the entity, do not forget that you did it and that is still now part of you. Like, not for nothing, for your resume, when you want to get another job, you use your resume as a point of reference. When you want to elevate in anything that you want to do, you use something as a point of reference. So why are people not understanding that they can use their NFL cheerleader name as a point of reference? And not for nothing, I know a lot of people like to distance themselves from their NFL cheer name, which is great. Because, you know, a lot of people don't want to just be the NFL cheerleader, which is fine, which is something that I've been working on as well. But you need to be realistic about it, especially if that's what people know you for. Like, you know, that's where it's different, you know, because with me, and this is my fault, no one knew I was a dancer. They knew I was a cheerleader. They knew I was the Baltimore Ravens cheerleader who stunts and who tumbles. They knew that, you know, oh, he's the actor. He's, you know, done TV shows, or he's been on this, or he's done that, or he's done musical theater, which now recently I've been coming out with my musical theater things that I've been doing, and like my off-Broadway shows that I've done. And, you know, stuff is starting to like come out because I'm starting to feel more connected to everyone. I'm starting to just be like, you know what? This is a side of me I want to show to inspire. You know, because a lot of people feel, especially male representing or, you know, whoever that you are, it's good to just have representation. Everyone wants to see themselves in someone. And if I could be a beacon of light to anyone to show like, hey, like, yes, I went through this. Yes, I've been through struggle, but I've done X, Y, and Z. And yes, I'm into musical theater. Yes, I did play football in high school. And yes, I'm really good at it. But at the end of the day, I like to twirl. And I like to dance too. Like, I like to do backflips. I like to now throw people in the air. Like, I like all of the things. So you can be versatile in your skill set. Don't box yourself in because you are afraid of what the outside is saying. Because at the end of the day, what I've learned, they're only loud outside because they can't get in. So don't let them get in. Because the moment they get in, now they have that control over something that, again, where you can't compete, you don't compare. So there's no point of you even trying to compete with those negative energies, because you're never going to win, because misery loves company and it's going to constantly bring you down. So once I tap in, thank you. I feel like I'm having a testimony.
It is hitting me because I'm like, wow, keep going.
People are just projecting onto a lot of people. And I've noticed it a lot now. Like, yes, I've been through it a lot before, but people are projecting so hard nowadays on people just following their dreams, where it's like, what?
Where's what? That coming from? And are you finding it like within our... Okay, Ray. I'm gonna take a pause. I wish this was Rosé right now. Hold on. I was just saying yesterday, it has been over 5 years, almost six in this space. And I have never seen the level of projection of some straight up misery and BS.
I'm like,
what is in the water right now? What is happening? I don't understand what's going on. Weird.
I'm glad that we're like here with it, because I'm like, yo, it's getting out of hand is what it's getting out of hand, and it's getting disrespectful to the point of now it's like, where is it coming from? Like, where is all the hate and the projection?
Is it coming from?
I'm
literally like, I mean, and I guess I just should be like, well, it was a nice good 5 years, you know, none of that BS. Especially like on my platform too. It's like, well, God, when the heck, when did we turn into that? Like, when did we start sliding in DMs talking shit? And
yes, it's ridiculous, and not for nothing. Now that we're being candid, and honestly, I'm going to say this because it needs to be said, especially now. And people know I'm not coming from a malice place, but when the male cheerleaders finally got the exposure, there was a lot happening during that time. Because a lot of people online, again, were shutting down us, the Ravens, like a lot. I saw it a lot.
Me and Brittany talked about it.
Yeah.
Oh, we definitely talked about it.
that's why I like, I always appreciated you and other people who like understood. Cause again, we are professionals. So not once
did you,
and even behind closed doors, we didn't speak ill about them or any other team at all. My organization didn't even, it didn't even come up in a negative way with us. We were so happy for everyone. And the organization was happy, and it didn't even come to a point where they needed to even prove themselves.
You guys didn't have to even flex your 20 years plus of being in existence.
No need to do any of that, because we were so excited to have more people in the space and to see that everything is changing, where everything is so welcoming and people are coming out now, and there's so many different varieties and so many different people just coming in this cheer world, where before that was never a thing, especially to come in as a dancer. So then it was really like, oh my gosh, but the support was not replicated, like you said, where like the DMs were going crazy, because it's like I would be getting crazy DMs like, oh, you're not a real cheerleader, you know, you're stunting, like stunters aren't cheerleaders. Like, again, I never said any of this out public, which what's the point? First of all, and I'm also professional, so I'm not about to also go crazy and then get in trouble. Nah, I ain't got time. But but like now that I'm so far removed and I'm like here, I am now able to freely say like the support was great. However, all of the people, and like you said, the craziness in the DMs are like, you're not real cheerleaders. Like, oh, what you guys do is not cheerleading. Have you seen what they're doing? Like, they're dancing. Like, you guys don't dance. Like, you guys just started on having males. Like, we don't even notice the males. Like, it was so much hate from nowhere because we didn't say or do anything.
Okay, that is actually kind of shocking. Like, for people who don't know crap about cheerleading or our space, like, if they just really did not know what they were talking about, and you can be like, okay, you don't even, your voice doesn't even count. But, like, are you saying that this was, like, from people who are within the pro cheer space and that are actually, we are going to sip some more water. We need a rosé break. Wait, what? Why? Why?
And again, it wasn't any of the people that we know.
Our people.
Like,
people.
It wasn't, none of that. Like, you know what I mean? Our people, none of that.
No.
It was people who were outside of the club. Coming in and saying,
trying to get in.
Because at that time, there was a lot of online debate on like who had the first one. But again, in either side, none of us, no one was saying anything negative about anybody. There was no like, oh, we, no one. So for all of these random outside of the club people trying to get in, trying to start all this beef out of nowhere, it's like, what is happening?
So
it was all of this like, there was lots of like comments on like their stuff, like y'all aren't the first. There's stuff on ours, like y'all are like old news, or it was so crazy. And again, we never brought it up to like any, like it was never anything. But to me personally, I was reading all this and I was like, what the hell? Like, why are they trying to compare? Like, why is anyone like not seeing like that? None of us care. Like that, none of us care. Meaning like care to be negative about any of that. Like, we're happy for everyone. Like, and I say we as in all the pro cheer, like the team.
Right, the community.
Like,
in
the club. Like, they're happy, we're happy, we're all supporting each other. So, like, for people outside of the club, DMing me and other, and I'm not going to bring anybody else into this, but DMing other people, like, y'all aren't real cheerleaders, like, what y'all do is not that. But you're talking about something you can't get into. So, what are you even saying? But then it affects me because I'm like, whoa, is this how, like, at first I thought it was people trolling. I was like, is this how, like, y'all feel? Like, what's up? But nothing like that ever. But, like, why am I being treated? Like, what the heck? Like, we've been here. Like, what do you mean we just showed up? They're like, oh, like, now you guys want to have guy chilies. I'm like, 20, what? I'm like, please. So then I realized, like, people just want to start drama. I feel like it was like those people who like wanted to like get headlines. Like they wanted to see beef so bad.
Yeah.
I know that people wanted to see beef so bad between us and them. But neither party was on that type of time at all.
Mm-mm.
Both parties were so supportive. And it was just like, it wasn't even a conversation though, like to have. It was not a thing. So when I saw people trying to make it a thing, it bothered me because it was just like, now they're trying to discredit what we do. Not, obviously not them, but like people who can't get in are now trying to discredit what we do over here because y'all are saying, oh, y'all aren't real cheerleaders because y'all aren't dancing. I'm like, well, the art of cheerleading is dance, acrobat, stunt, as well as performance. That's the umbrella of a cheerleader.
Okay.
We're all cheerleaders.
Thank you.
So,
I did not know that that dynamic was going on, but all I can say is like when I went to the game, I didn't know that this noise was going on in the background, but just like to be able to just be present and appreciate the craft. Because I was watching the girls and of course, and you know, the whole thing too.
Yeah, of course, of
But
course.
I was kind of there specifically with an eye to like this side of the experience with stunting and like what you guys bring to that whole game day entertainment. Because it's not, how do I want to say it? It's like, it literally was a full team
Yeah.
affair, team-wide affair around how you guys treated your entertainment throughout that game, from in your corners to your
Yeah.
end zone performance. You know, I wanted more performances because I was just like,
Yes.
but
Yes.
I can't believe that people would take the even attempt to try to discredit because they don't know. They just don't even
That's what I'm
know.
saying. They just don't know.
They
So
don't
like
even
they like
know.
they don't know. So they just wanted to, I feel like people really did want there to be like a huge eruption.
Agree.
Because the noise definitely shut down or whatever. But like you guys, like I said, definitely highlighted beautifully and very thankful. And it's just one of those things we all know. Like we all support each other. We all have no issues with each other. So it's like we know that that's not how we feel. So it's
Right.
just like the outside people trying to come in. But yeah, like again, that's just something I held close to my heart because I'm not
Yeah.
about to be like, oh, well, let me prove that we are cheerleaders. Let me post my, our act. No, don't
No.
need to do that. For
I
what?
don't
Because
that. But that takes a lot of restraint. I know I've been tested a little bit lately, right? I gotta admit, but
yeah,
like, you
now
know, where you wanna like do first of all,
yeah,
furthermore, and then some and
and the
whatever. But
conclusion,
like,
yeah.
yes, really knowing like who you're actually talking to, how little they know. And no, it's not my job to educate you. Like, if you want to have your ignoramus opinion of what you deem to be my worth and what I contribute, like, I mean, okay, fine.
Right. Oh, fine.
Fine. Okay. But
Love
you
that
just
for
sound,
you.
yes, but you just sound so dumb. I've been reflective about that lately just because there's been a little bit too much hate coming my way these days. But at the end of the day, I just think that people, it's a respect thing, right? And ultimately, if you have a difference of perspective, maybe on what your dream is, and that you're like, obviously, like you said, trying to get in, you don't have to like try to comfort people in the process of making your dreams come true. Can we just, you know, completely flip the script? Because maybe there's something that you can learn from somebody who did cheerleading versus the dance side that can actually prepare you. Like, can you just stop? I have,
Yeah.
I think, like a certain level of expectation, especially within our community, because we all can relate and understand, whether you're current, aspiring, or former, whatever, that what kind of world you're trying to get into or step into or have been a part of. And so I'm very protective of that, of like, let's keep it cute and respectful and really just not come in here trying to tear
Yeah.
anybody down. Like,
Yeah.
I mean, I was thinking the other day, like, you know, we started the podcast in 2018, where when I had done my research and looked around, are there podcasts like this? It was only like Behind the Boots or whatever the heck it was with the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders, only talking about the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders. Nothing really like this in this space. And, you know, over the years, as other podcasts have like come up in this area, like, rather than being like, well, what this person doing over here with this podcast? Like, don't you see pro cheerleading podcasts? Like, that's
Right.
blah. Like, what are you doing? It's the same thing. Like, no, I invited people to be on my show and they invited me to
Yeah.
be on. Like, that's the expectation I think I have of our space. I've been a little disappointed lately because it seems like it's starting to like creep up a little bit in this space in our community for this type of nonsense. But I really hope that people do a little
Well,
bit of reflection. Cut it
exactly,
out.
they need to, but no, you, then that's what I'm saying. Like, and this is just real. You have literally opened doors for people. You have literally made people feel so secure and safe and validated. Where I've seen you literally have many stories of you going to bat for these cheerleaders and for all of us and wanting better for us and putting your literally your neck out on the line for a lot of us and just being like, hey, I see what's going on. You guys don't worry about it. Let me be the voice for y'all because you understand how it is to be on a team where you know you can't say X, Y, and Z because whatever. But you're like, you know what? I got you. I got y'all. And this is the Pro Cheerleading Podcast, but you're literally like the godmother for all of us because you've literally are, yes, you're still very young because godmothers are like, they think of old, so you're not old. You know, hey, old news, none of that.
These girls haven't been here though.
No, but you are literally like our cheerleading godmother, where you know so much that goes on behind the scenes. But what you put out is so professionally done, and it's so unbiased, and it's so protective that you care so much, and there's no other like it. There's no other like you. And yes, we can all exist in this space, like how I was saying, like all of us, male and male presenting, trans, all of us can exist in this space, but it's the outside people who try to make all of us compete with each other and say, oh, there can only be one, or who was the first, or who was this, or who was that? And then it creates this animosity for no reason. But you have created such a wonderful platform, and I'm so proud of you. And you literally deserve all your flowers, because you truly are a gift to all of us that you do not know. And I say thank you, and I give people their flowers while they're here, and I appreciate you so much. And I know many of us do, but if you haven't heard it recently, thank you for everything that you've done for us and what you do for me. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Absolutely, you're welcome. Like, you show up. You, first of all, like, let's get into it. I'm sorry to like get into it.
Right.
You show up, but like, you literally show up. You come and see us at our game.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Come and you buy, you get your hotels. You get your plane tickets. Yes, we got you with the tickets to the games, but you're not being flued out, how they say. But you know, but like, you support us through the genuine of your heart. Like, you literally come see us. You sit in the rain and watch us perform. You sit and it's cold and you watch us perform. It'd be hot as hell and you'd be out there having us perform because of the love that you have for your craft, the love that you have for this space, and the love that you have for us, and for the dire need that you know that we appreciate you. And it's just no one like it. And again, I don't care what noise is happening outside of your walls. Don't let them get in here, because at the end of the day, you are amazing and you're worth it and you're here. And I love you and I love that. And you have created a wonderful space for us. So thank you. Thank you
so much. It's been a rough couple of weeks, I can't lie. And I mean, I know where my heart is at. I know who I am as a person. I've tried not to let them in, but I mean, just feeling seen, right? Like, I mean, it literally is that. And that's all I could say was like, I don't spend my own money, time away from my family, trying to balance and juggle work, find myself out, getting hotels. I mean, and this is why I'm going to say thank you to you, Ray, just because I don't care if you get the tickets for free. To me, it was like giving me $1,000, like to be able to come to your game and that not be an additional expense so that I could come to visit you was just so helpful. Telling me where to go and how to see everything like that just makes the experience even richer for me. I am not a social media content queen. Like, I struggle bus with all of that, but just being able to be in the right place to actually get the true experience. And you like curated like the perfect day for me to be at the game, coming up all the way up to the dang on seats to say, I just felt so incredibly special. And again, it just allows me when I'm inspired, and I really just felt this connection to you, wanted to see you. And I lived in Baltimore for a year, so I was like, there's a connection. I'm coming back home so I can see. And I just appreciate you kind of acknowledging all of the things that go into that, because when that does not happen, when there's teams that I'm trying to go see and cover, maybe where I don't have a relationship, you know, I could drop anywhere because I'm trying to get good footage for the footage that I can get. Like, those tickets, even if I'm waiting on the last day to buy them, like,
you even got something. We know
it's not a Beyonce concert ticket, but it's getting up there. And you know, anyway, the whole point is I appreciate you so much. You've been inspiring to me. I mean, we've gone live together. I've tried to say this a million times over how I feel you through my phone. I feel
Yeah.
your warmth. I feel your compassion. I feel your passion for what you do and your just positivity, right? And I'm kind of without words of just like how much you can touch people without, I mean, even if we'd never even got to meet, like I still feel that close to you just from our interactions. And I appreciate you being you. Like, there's no one like you, especially in this space, in my opinion. And I feel like if there was a Hall of Fame that I could
Oh
create,
my gosh, stop
you would be up in
it.
there, because like it just shows like some of the most beautiful things that you said throughout this interview. And you said so many things that just I hope inspire and touch other people of really like having a sense of pride in who you are. And while you can kind of acknowledge like your skill level or maybe you're not the strongest, like you said, do your research and train and really try to prepare yourself. But really, personality does mean something, I think, in
It
terms of
does
like the
mean
quality of
something.
character and how you interact with people, because you are interacting with fans a lot in this role, in this job.
Yes,
And
yes.
if you have that kind of personality that shines through and knows how to connect with people, like where if you're on an appearance and you know how to strike up a conversation and make that person who's sitting over there feeling unseen or just kind of shying away, engage them and make them feel like their day is made. Like, that's a very special, important quality. And I think an aspect of our role to be inspirational, that takes a special type of person, a unique and an authentic person to really do that. Not everybody's maybe good at that part of it, but like it has to be a desire to want to share and to touch people too.
Right.
Like, if you're closed
It has
in
to
and
be
you aren't.
real.
I've been on appearances with people where they didn't even make an effort. Like, they're sitting there with the pom poms, and it's like, if somebody comes over here to take a picture with me, I'll take a picture. Well, sometimes you really gotta try a
You
little harder.
know,
You know what I mean?
yeah.
Give them a little something.
Was on.
When people really understand the power of connection and are willing to show up as themselves so somebody can see themselves in that person, I just think it's like a very, very sweet spot. That's the positivity that makes the world, like, gives me hope. Like, with all the blah, 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 hating
Yeah.
going on out there, knowing that there are people like you just show what this space really is truly about and where there's just so much room for us all to walk in that light of just being there for each other and being supportive of one another, being their biggest cheerleader. Like, you
Yes.
just speak my language in that way. I mean, if whatever that love language is called, like, I feel
We
like
got
we got it.
it. Oh,
We got
it means a
it.
lot. That does mean a lot to me. And I thank you so much for that as well. Like I said, it's natural talking to you because again, like you said, we have like that thing going on, but we understand
Understand.
because our lens, but your lens is even more deeper than my lens, but you get it. And that's why I'm able to really be candid because I don't even have to say certain things and you know what you know. And
Yes.
then vice versa. So it's
Yes.
just like,
Yes.
I'm just grateful for you. Like I
I
really am.
am
And again, thank you
too.
so much for your kind words. It really does. It means a lot.
Ditto. It means a lot to me. Like I said, sometimes there's just moments where I'm like, should I be doing this? Like, for real, for real? Like, I got to deal with this kind of crap now? Like, but I know I'm walking in my purpose, and I don't,
You are.
don't shy away from difficult conversations, the truth, and what I believe in. And I believe in, this community and the positivity of this community. So I'm just going to be stamping out the nonsense.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And just hope that that's how we continue to show up for each other. I miss you in this space. I know you retired. I think that's the last question I have for you before we drop it like it's hot.
No,
How
okay.
did you decide to leave us, Ray? And what have you been up to? Where can we find you? Hit me with that.
Yes.
I know you are destined for amazing things, so I'm sure you've been up to some good stuff.
You. So you can find me on Instagram at the Ray Cook, TheRayCook, where I'm going to be now posting more of my dance things, more of my
Has to
acting
see this.
things,
Yes.
more of things that I've done outside of cheerleading to really, give people like, oh wow, like I didn't know you did X, Y, and Z because I do have a lot to offer. It's like growing up being very just like protective. I don't like to share my things because people like to hate on things or people like
Yeah.
to bring you down for being proud of yourself. But no more. Like we are our biggest cheerleaders, no pun intended. But
That's
no
right.
more dimming my light to make other people feel comfortable. Like yes, I'm a ray of sunshine, but if you get on that wrong side, you're gonna get burned. And I don't have time no more to keep dimming my light. Like if you don't
Yeah.
want to be in the way, move. Because
Ooh.
I'm no longer curving to make people feel comfortable because I am dimming my light for them. Because I'm only dimming my light and I can't see anymore. Like I can't
Yes.
see my goals and my passions anymore and I don't have time for that. So what I have coming up, I've been.
I love that. I wanted to let that marinate for a second because that is so no dim in the light. Period.
More. Like no more. Because people are just so miserable, like you said, and like they would rather you be miserable with them. Misery enjoys company, but like I don't got. I didn't pay rent to be your company. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Go find someone who wants to occupy that space. I am now evicted. I don't want to be in that space. So right. I had to really take this time to get myself together. And mental health means a lot to me. It means a lot to, like, means a lot to me to advocate that for people as well, because we're humans and it's okay to be human. It's okay to feel sad. It's okay to sit in that. It's okay, literally, to not be okay. Like, I know I'm happy. I know I'm positive, but I'm also a realistic person where I, if I'm having a bad day, I'm having a bad day, and it's okay to have bad days. But it's not okay to believe that you can't get out of that, though. You can get out of that. And it's okay. It's going to take some time, maybe. But for me, it took me a really long time to get out of that headspace. After cheerleading, as much as I do have coming up, I did just finish a couple off-Broadway shows, you know, at my local theater. Like, I felt so good being back on that stage. It feels so good, you know, to perform again and to dance and to sing and to be back in my realm. And, you know, I'm finishing my BFA right now for arts. And I'm also going back and I'm going back to school and finishing my cybersecurity degree. Like, I'm finishing my real estate. Like, all of these things that I put on the back burner because I was in this funk that I'm going to get into in just a second. So be realistic about everything. But I do have a lot of fun things coming up. I can't wait to share. I've been working on auditions. I have been auditioning left and right. I took your advice. I know you told me that you wanted to see me in NBA cheer. So I did audition, not per se for NBA, but I did audition for something that would make you proud. So hopefully those things work out, but I'll keep you posted on that. Okay. But yes, that's just a little, you know, tidbit on that. So I have really fun, exciting things coming up that, you know, I'm really, really excited. But like getting there was hard because no one talks about it, but I'm going to be real. The after cheer, especially if you're doing it so long, you don't know who you are. And a lot of us are in denial about it, but it's time to get out of the denial because it's the truth. We are so used to being in a structure, especially if you've done it for, even if you've done it for two, even if you've done it for a year, like it's just different. It just builds up. And I've done it for 5 seasons. That's all I knew. That's all I was doing. My structure was work around cheerleading. Yes, we had a wonderful work-life balance on Ravens, which I'm so grateful for. But again, I'm still on the team. I still have practice. I see the same people every day. I'm every week. I go to the same place. I'm at the stadium. I need to make sure I'm here at that time. I'm at appearances. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. My energy is always like, yes, I know exactly what's happening. When that stops, no one prepares you for the, what am I supposed to do with myself now? It's like, that's why it's so important to know who you are, but also have something for yourself before you leave a team. If you have the choice to leave the team. I can't speak for people who get abruptly cut or things are taken away from you that way, because that is a different entity in itself that I unfortunately don't have, you know, the experience to go through. But I can say that if you do have the luxury of having a choice to leave the team on your own, please know who you are, or please know, have something, or know what you want to do afterwards, or know what you want to elevate yourself with afterwards. Have a plan. Plant your seeds while you're on the team now, but not when you retire, because now you have to plant the seed and all of your soil is now gone. And you've now trying to plant the seed in concrete. And it's going to take a long time to grow that tree out of concrete that it is in your wonderful soil that you just had. That yes, we live in our moments, but that's the point is that I'm trying to make, is we're so stuck in the moment of being the NFL cheerleader. We forget what the job and the purpose of that being and how hard that job is going to impact your life. And that job is a job and you're still doing that job. Your job stops when you retire. So now what are you going to do with yourself? It's not that I'm no longer a cheerleader. Wow, that was great. It's like, I'm no longer a cheerleader. What am I going to do? It's like, woo, I got all this free time. Okay, cool. But then it's like, okay, whoa, I have all this free time. What are you going to do with it? Yes, breathe, go take a vacation, do whatever you need to do, of course, but have a backup plan, please. Yeah. I wish that I had that. And yes, my coaches did like tell me like, hey, make sure you have a backup plan, all this. But again, no one expected me to retire. That was a personal goal for me because I knew that I had things that I wanted to pursue. And 5 years was my own personal goal. That was my goal that I said when I went in for my interview. That was my goal that I told my dad. That was my goal that I just said always. I'm going to do 5 years.
I'm going to 5 years. Yep.
Yeah, I'm 5 years and yep. That's it. I want that beautiful big rock that we get for 5 years of completion. And that's it. Like, that's my goal. But being in that and experiencing that year after year after year, and you're like, wow, like, mm-hmm. I could do another year. I could do another year. But no one expected me to retire. So after I'm fresh off a tour, I'm at the highest point. And I may have retired prematurely. I think I did, but I am realistically now to realize that. And especially last year, I was like on the edge of my seat because they almost went to the Super Bowl and I retired that year.
That year? Oh, you were not okay.
I was not okay.
You were not okay.
And I was very good. I always showed up. I supported my people. I never once spoke badly about anything or like, mm-hmm. I hope y'all lose. I don't want y'all to go because that's not fair to them. Right. But deep down inside, I said, yo, if they go to the Super Bowl, yes, I'm happy for them. But yo, what the hell? What the heck?
That is so natural. So natural. Oh. I feel like.
I was like,
y'all better
like,
not go. You don't mean it, but you know.
You get it. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And I think everyone listening, y'all will understand, the ones who mm-hmm. get it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, nah, it was hard to see how great they were doing it. And it was mm-hmm. hard and happy because I was so happy for them. But I was so like, oh, so now y'all want to be good? We're Ravens is real good. We've been good. But
you,
now
y'all have been good.
Super Bowl.
Yeah, but now you want to go all the way.
Y'all got to get it right when I leave, huh? But no, but you know, things unfortunately didn't happen, which it sucks because I am a Ravens fan. Like, I really did want the Super Bowl. I really wanted to go. I wanted to see Usher.
I was rooting for y'all too. P.S. Yeah, but I really was. Too. That hurt.
But everything happens for a reason. But now, go to the Super Bowl. I'm okay now. My year is done. So y'all go. Yeah. I want this for y'all. Go to the Super Bowl. Do your big one. To my friends that just retired, I'm sorry. But go to the Super Bowl. Do your biggest one, Ravens. Like, go so I can go. Like, I'll get, you know, I'm happy. But no, I just want everyone to know that retiring is a great thing, you know. And I know retiring sounds like, whoa. But to become an alumni of an organization that you've been in, you know, whether it's high school, whether it's college, whether it's professional cheer, whether it's all-star cheer, we are all cheerleaders in a moment where we have something special that no one else has unless they've been in this world. And each realm is different. And to a lot of people, which I've seen this a lot, that a lot of people think there's no cheer after high school or there's no cheer after college. NFL cheer is literally right there. NFL cheers for you even before you go to college. Because 18 is the start.
So, that's why I was so mad when the cheer little freaking document, whatever, on Netflix came out initially and somebody was like, there's nothing to do after this. And I was like, do you not know? Like, what's going on over here? I was so mad at that one line. I was just like, how do they even keep this in here? And nobody's there to be like, actually, you can be doing
do you
anyway.
See
but you're
all
yeah, it's but it's really good for people to know, like you said, that it's there are options. And
there are so many options, y'all. Yeah. These are outlets. And that's another thing that it is. It's an outlet. Just know that your journey does not stop if you don't want it to for cheerleading.
Yeah.
Like, if your cheer journey is truly something you want to continue after high school, yes, there's all-star. But, of course, not everybody wants to do level 6. A lot of everybody thinks that they can continue all-star after a certain age. But again, you can, because I did it. But I'm also telling you, after all-star, you still have NFL cheer. Do not let anything deter you from that, because I didn't know about, and yes, I knew about NFL cheer, but I just knew I couldn't do it. But I didn't know that there was this. I didn't know what I know now. Like, the world of NFL cheer is huge. And I did not know. It's so huge, but it's so small at the same time. But that's an option. Do not let yourself get gaslit in thinking that your life is over for cheerleading after high school, after college. Mm-hmm. That's not true.
Or even after being on a team in the pro space, too. I mean, there's
a lot of
branches.
Oh, yes, exactly.
So, yeah, I hope people from listening to this will also just think of you know, the points that you made around being able to use the leverage, planting the seed in the
Come
soil,
on.
in the concrete, really thinking about, like, yes, live in the moment, but also think about what you envision for yourself afterwards and how you're going to find something that feeds your passion, which clearly was for dance or cheer for that long or however.
Yeah.
You've been doing this your whole life, who knows, but there is going to be a little bit of a void that you're going to want to have thoughts around, real true introspection around, like, what it is that's going to fill your cup. If you hit the retirement, whether it's your choice or not, and you haven't gone through those conversations,
emotions, or
emotions,
goals or anything,
exactly, it's just going to feel a lot heavier of a drop from the cliff, because, like you said, it's a high of all highs, and we do
and
have
then
to,
it's
and then it's literally a huge drop off. That
it's
high
so
that we
hard.
Get from being around our friends, from doing what we love, like, all of that is just, like, literally gone. And a dance class may not cut it. You know what I'm
Yeah,
saying?
and you want to know what it is?
Yeah.
It's structure. Because we've had structure.
Actually, yeah.
And as human beings, we need structure. And as much as people don't want to admit it, people like, so I thrive in chaos. Sure. Okay. Yeah. I do too sometimes. But at the end of the day, we need structure to be the best self that we can be. And for that structure to just stop with no goal, with no plan, with nothing afterwards, to think you're about to do X, Y, and Z with no concrete plans, because I'm going to be real with you. And again, I'm so sorry for, like, you know what I mean? Because it's just, I've never talked about it. Like, I've never, so this is exclusive. No, but no, I had real life goals set up for myself after I retired. I was supposed to go away and film this wonderful show. And unfortunately, that didn't work out for me. Devastated. Because now I just left the team. Tryouts are already over. They went to camp already. And once that happens, you can't, again, people rejoin the team all the time, but when someone gets injured or something like that, but I would never want someone to get injured for me to come in. Like, that's crazy. So it's just like, that's it. And I, again, nothing against rookie vets or anything like that, but I personally am such a gung-ho person on, like, when I'm done something, I'm done.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Where it's just, like, not done as in, like, a negative connotation, but, like, I can't go back now. So it's like, and not saying that I wouldn't be great as a rookie vet. Like, I would love to go through everything again. I would do Ravens forever if I could. But for me to stop to have such a concrete plan of, this is what I'm going to do, this is where I'm going to be. And again, I didn't tell anyone because, again, I don't like to jinx things. But I needed to still retire because I'm going to be away. So I was like, how can I do both? And then knowing what I know now, Ravens would have let me go there. They would have let me film. They would have let me do everything I needed to do while still being on the roster. And when I came back, I would have still been able to hop in. But to me, that's not fair to someone else who could have potentially had my spot or whatever, like, there may be. So I knew, like, I'm not a selfish person in that way. And not saying that it would be necessarily selfish, but it would in a way be, because it's like, I'm not there. You know what I mean? Like, I literally would be gone for 4 months. And then I would just be coming back in and be like, hey, y'all, let's go.
Hey, team.
Hey, team. And yes, after the years of training, after the years of preparation, yes, I could just hop back in and just do what I need to do. But someone else's spot would have been gone. Another guy or girl or whoever could have been on a team in my spot. Because there isn't a select spot for guys, select spot for girls. you come as you are, and there might be a year where they only have 10 guys versus 20 or 20. You know what I mean? Okay. It could be any, it's just how the talent is. It could be a talented, crazy talented year. You can have a whole team full of rookies. There is no shoe-ins. Mm-hmm. So I knew for a fact that like I had to let go because, again, I've always said five. So I didn't want to then go back and regret this opportunity. Because at the end of the day, all of our cheerleading careers, no matter what team you're on, it's always going to be there. Opportunities, hit or miss, they're not going to be there all the time. Our pro teams will be there for us when we choose to go back, if and when we choose to retire, if and when we want to pursue something that may seem like once in a lifetime, that may seem like, oh, this doesn't come every day. Like, I really feel like I need to pursue this. I really feel good about this opportunity. Like, I really think I should do this. Do it. Because yes, you may miss out on that year. And yes, they may go to the championship. Yes, they may go to the Super Bowl. Yes, they may go to the hockey league. Yes, they may go on tours. Yes, they may do all these things. But guess what? You just did. You believe in yourself and you gave yourself a shot.
A shot. Yeah.
And you are showing yourself that, you know what? I believe in you. Because now you miss every shot you don't take. And yes, unfortunately, that didn't work out for me, but another opportunity opened up for me, which again, took a while. And I was in agony for a year, but behind closed doors. And of course I had taken time to, you know, release and to feel, you know, to feel the just be human and just feel the feels. And that's why I'm now able to speak so freely about just listen to yourself. And just know that it's going to be okay if you feel like regrets or you're like, oh, I should have retired or did I do this? Because there's been many times where I was like, oh my gosh, like, why did I waste my time? But you can't get stuck in there because what if it did work out? Then I really would have been like, wow, I'm so glad I retired. You know what I mean? So
exactly.
You can't just be like, oh, I should have never retired. I should have never did this because yes, I did that for a while. I didn't go to the games for a while. I was depressed. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. For a long time because I felt so guilty in myself of leaving somewhere where I was so happy, but also trying to, I felt like, oh, the one time you want to put yourself first, look what happens. That's what you get for following your heart, following your dreams. It's like that self-sabotage thing is happening. And it's just like, no, but I was depressed for a while. But like, again, no one talks about the after cheerleading depression. You're going to get it. It's real, y'all.
It's real.
And it's you need to recognize it, but you don't misinterpret that though for permanent depression, because those are just feelings that you're feeling. You're just missing something. It's like a breakup. You're just missing it. And then you will eventually get over it. You will eventually move on and you will eventually learn to realize that, you know what, this was for me. And maybe it was premature, but that's fine because, again, you can go back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not saying it's a shoe-in. I don't know. But you could go back.
But you could go back.
You could go back. It's always going to be there. All of our proteins, no matter what, are going to be there with or without us.
Period.
So that's just it. They're going to be there with or without us. So follow your dreams.
Exactly. Simple. Oh, gosh, I love that. That is so important, right? Because I think people... Again, depending on that relationship with the team too, like when they have opportunities that come, it could be like a job offer. It could be, you know, it could be something in your life. It could be having a baby. It could be all kinds of
anything.
Things.
Anything
where you are feeling this feeling of like, I need to hold on because you're scared of what it means to like let go. Not realizing that you can actually grab onto that again.
Literally.
And do it. Again, because you've done it before, you're capable and all of the things, but like sometimes it's okay to step away, but just being aware of kind of, like you said, the emotional dips that it will take. Cause I don't know anybody who didn't go through it. Not as even the people who are like, this is, I'm done. You still feel it. And like you said, it's a loss of structure. It's the loss of time that you will never get to spend that much time with those people. You can be on the Keep in Touch program. You can text. You can do da 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 da. But it's not the same.
It's not the same.
It's not the same. And so it's just very real what people will. And it breaks my heart to see that. I mean, I see all like the like retirement posts. And then you kind of see gradually over time, potentially, where people just, you know, you're posting your uniform. You're posting like you're living your best life. And your highlight reel is now different. It's just different. And I think people internalize all of that in terms of, like you said, like, who am I? Is my Am I even important anymore? Or all
Yes, no, that's
that.
so real.
That is
That
it.
right there is so real because we are so, and I will say pacified, because we are. We're
Yeah.
pacified into believing that we are these like these mega superstars to these to our little groups of communities. And
Yeah.
it's like, wow, like again, not saying that any of us think we're like, woo, but it's just realistic. We're put on a pedestal that none of us asked for
Right.
voluntarily. But
Right.
we knew what we were getting ourselves into. Some less than others may knew what they were getting themselves into going into something like this. But pro cheerleading, no matter what it is, whether it's NBA, NHL, NFL, you know, any of the teams that are pro, all
All
of
of
them,
them. Mm
but we are put on a pedestal regardless, whether it's by our friends, whether it's by our family, and you know our families and our supports, and they don't care what. Yes.
You are getting hyped up from the
Yeah,
mountaintops, like
come
all of
on now. All
that.
every for the years to come at the family reunions. Well, my niece, my nephew, my cousin was this. All it
My
doesn't
mom to
matter. You could
this
have been
day,
retired for
she talks
40
about it.
years.
That is my mom. She talks about it like it was just yesterday. Like, I mean, I'm
Yes.
surprised she doesn't say, do a dance. But like, yes, they are
Yeah.
very, very, you're so right. It's a
Yes.
big
It'll
pedestal.
always be like that. But then, you know, and even strangers are recognizing you, and you know, people are like, you know, I remember you from that, or you know, you go on a tour overseas, and they're like, oh, weren't you on this? Oh, snap! You go in the stadium, or you even in the streets if you live like wherever, and people are like, aren't you? Oh, I've seen you, and it's like, oh, and it's like, well, and then you start feeling like, well, oh my gosh! And then if you are social media savvy, then your social media becomes a presence now. And then you're like, oh snap, now you're known for something. And then for people who like branding, people who are into like leveling up or elevating their careers this type of way, you capitalize off of it. You literally may not want to at first. You're like, oh, I'm just posting cute pics, but all you need is one of those pics to go viral or pop up on an explore page or here, and all of a sudden you have all of these people following you for cheerleading only. They only know you for cheerleading. They love you as a cheerleader like this. And then you become the cheerleader to so many people. And then you feel so important. And so like, wow, that people now when they leave it and that hype is gone, they misinterpret that so they aren't important
That they
anymore.
aren't important. You're
And
so
that's
right.
not true. You still are just as important as you were there. Just the applause has stopped coming from other people, but now it's your turn to applaud for yourself.
That's
And
right.
that's what's missing from that. And that's something I had to learn the hard way. Because I was like, we look for that validation now from all these people because we were so used to getting validation from either it was our coaches or our teammates or our family or our friends or outside world or social media, where it's like, okay, okay, maybe I do believe that I'm a good person, or maybe I do believe that I'm this, and all these people think I am. But then when that leaves, you're like, well, what am I really as good as everyone say? Am I really as, am I like, what am I this for? Am I that? Am I important? You are important. You still are
So
important.
far.
You did that. You didn't put a suit on and all of a sudden you just became this phenomenal person. You wore the uniform. The uniform did not wear you. So
That's
it's just like, you are important. You are just as important as you were walking in on day one to retiring or getting cut or whatever it may be. You are still important. So don't let the hype kill your confidence that you're not important anymore because you still are. You are important to yourself. Show up for yourself
self.
because you deserve it. Absolutely.
This is audition season, and this is about as real as the talk gets on that because
Yes.
people plummet, whether it's from auditioning and not making a team and getting cut or retirement. Like all of the emotions are very, very, very similar. I just hate that crash that happens emotionally, you
Yeah.
know? And I really
Yeah.
hope people listening are able to really reflect on the words. I mean, there's podcasts and different self-help stuff and la 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 la, but it's
Of
really nice
course.
when it translates to the world that you're in and like
Yep.
understanding the context of how these emotions come up. And while you're watching people live their best lives that made the team, or you know, it's a lot of different things that you're watching on the sidelines and having to sit with yourself. And if you can start to kind of like identify the emotions that you're feeling or why you're feeling it, or kind of like work through it, you'll just be so much better off. And you're not alone either, you know what I mean? But nobody's posting
Yes,
about that shit. Nobody's
you're
posting,
not alone at
I'm
all.
not going to the game today because I'm,
Right, like
you
I'm not.
know,
You know what I'm saying? You're not gonna be like
not happy game day
shaking,
posts. You're
right?
gonna
Like no
get
one's gonna post about it, but just know
no.
that you see how we both just said that. a lot of y'all feel like that, and just know you're not alone. You are so validated in your feelings. Like, you're never alone, even when we feel like we're alone. No matter what, even outside of this whole cheer world, if you feel like you're alone, I promise you, you're not.
You're not.
No matter what, you're not alone. But you're so right. Like, no one's going to be like, oh, damn, game day. Oh, anti-game day. Why? You're spewing negativity. And even though you're just like this, you're like, I'm not, you know what, screw that. You're not going to post it.
No,
like,
you're not.
I mean, some might, but they're just bold. But, but you're not going to be like, you're not going to post a pic in your uniform trashing your organization on your page. You would do it from the fence or something. But I...
but you're like, no, well, you would have went to the Super Bowl if I was still on the team. But whatever.
I'm kidding. The whole time I'm not even on the football field. Right. But no. Right. Y'all needed my energy. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah.
These
so,
are
like,
things
y'all...
that have definitely run through the mind.
Yeah, what guys, you're not alone, y'all. This is
no,
real.
You're not alone.
This is real. This is as real as you're gonna get.
That's what I'm saying. It is like some lots of things are flooding my mind of just little mindsets that I had the year that I was cut after my rookie year. And just, you know, just it's very normal. And you're not alone.
You're not alone.
Ray, before I let you go, and I know we have just talked and talked, but I love this episode so much, and I don't care how long it is. People will just get into it, and that's that. We got to drop it like it's hot real quick.
Well, and what do you mean drop it like it's hot? What are we doing?
He's like, what are you talking about?
I said, I got to get up.
5, 6, 7, 8, no.
Right, I was ready for the 8
questions. Just some questions. We've learned so much about you, but I'm going to ask some cute, fun little questions here. You're ready.
I'm ready. It's okay.
All right, dancer. What's your favorite style of dance?
Honestly, don't hate me, everyone, but my favorite style is contemporary and hip-hop.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can't wait till these goddamn videos get posted, right, of your dancing. I'm still like, I don't know why I just feel so betrayed. Like, how did I not know? I would have loved to see you dance. Like, seriously, like...
I know.
It's okay.
A lot of people do the same thing. Like, they're like, Ray, like, why did you tell us you were in a show? Like, we would have came to your show. Why did you tell us you had
Thank
a performance?
I would have came to your performances. Yeah,
a lot of, no, trust, because I'm posting my Cinderella reel soon, and I know a lot of people were like, why didn't you tell me about this? They did the same thing when I did House of Musical. They were like, Ray, are you kidding me? Why didn't you tell us about it? I'm sorry, tangent. But I know, as I'm going to start going to dance classes and, like, you know, I'm posting my like stuff from there. I got you.
And it's I want to hear about the shows. I want to hear about the shows too.
I'm sorry.
I'll stop fussing at you. Okay, let's see. What song is on repeat in your playlist right now?
The song on repeat in my playlist right now would have to be. Oh, okay. There's two songs. Can I say?
Yes, of course.
Okay. So the first one is "The Tide Is High" by Atomic Kitten. If y'all don't know it, I'm sorry. It's all right.
Okay.
Get into it.
Give it to me.
And the second one, it's like a viral song right now. It's called Concentrate, but it's like a mix between like Touch My Body by Mariah Carey and like, it's like Concentrate. It's like a TikTok mix, but it's like those two. Literally, I've been listening to those on repeat for like the past 2 days because it's just so like, I get into it. But my real, and I mean, let me be real in here because I'll be trying to be politically correct. Yeah. But my real song that I...
Give it to me, Ray.
So real, and nobody better judge me out there. But my real song that I have...
show people how red your little cheeks are getting right now.
It's because I always get so like all like cheeky because like, what the heck? But my song that I really play every day, like on the hour, like... On the hour is from the Cheetah Girls, and it's Amiga's Cheetah, because I be killing the choreo like when they do it on the stage. But yeah, Amiga's Cheetah by the Cheetah Girls is my like all time favorite song. I ain't gonna hold you, but I be trying to be so like
give it to me real. I can take it. I freaking love it.
I love the Cheetah Girls real bad, y'all. I'm sorry.
Okay, that's like one of the best drop it like it's hot answers. Okay, let's see. What is your reality TV show guilty pleasure?
Oh, 100% Selling Sunset.
Ooh,
100%. And now I really am getting into Baddies because that show really is something.
Oh, I've been meaning to watch that. Is it good?
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy, but okay. I've been getting, because I like the Bad Girls Club and stuff, but I'll be really, like, getting into the baddies. And it's my guilty pleasure, but the selling sound that's number one, but I ain't going to lie, baddies.
Okay.
It's crazy.
I'm going to have to watch that one. I meant, you know how, like, you clock something, like, oh, I need to watch that, and then you forget all about it. Well, at least I do. But,
yeah. No, it's me too.
Okay, let's see. I mean, it's silly, but what's your go-to snack in the movie theater?
Popcorn.
Just popcorn.
I'm a popcorn guy. If I get candy, bring it in, everyone.
Okay.
I get it from the dollar store if I get candy. But, you know,
We're not paying. Okay, let me just say this right now.
You know,
we are not paying $10 for a box of candy that isn't even filling up the whole box. Like, I'm that person. It's going in my purse. It's going in my back pocket. It's going in my jacket.
I'm sorry.
I'll buy the popcorn.
I'm gonna buy a large every time. I'm gonna buy a large drink. Yes. And the large popcorn. And
I'm not buying the candy. I'm not buying the candy. I'm sorry.
No.
I refuse. I'm sorry.
But yeah, that's my favorite. Oh, the popcorn from the movies, because it's oil and it's not butter. It's like, you know, a nice garlicky oil is so good. Because I don't eat meat. I don't eat any dairy or anything like that. So, you know, people are going to be like, but you eat popcorn though. Not too much. Popcorn. The butter popcorn at the movie theater is not butter. It's flavored oil, and it's amazing. But yeah, so I get a large popcorn, a large fruit punch drink, and I'm also paying for the movie ticket. So movie theaters out there, don't be coming on here and trying to act like we skating out of y'all. We giving you your money, but the candy's crazy.
The candy's crazy. We're not doing it. We're just not doing it. I've been that person. It is what it is. I'm not paying for the candy. I'll pay for other things, but not the candy.
Yeah, come on.
Do you play any musical instruments?
I used to play the flute. I'm terrible now. But yeah, I used to play the flute. I do not know how to play. I'm trying to think of No, I don't. I can't play any other instrument. I could definitely learn. Nah, not anymore. That was in high school and we had to.
I wanted to, but yeah, I didn't. What was I wanting to play? The violin, I think.
Ooh.
But it just, did not come together on any level.
I could see that.
Okay. What's a movie? Well, see, now you probably answer this with the Cheetah Girls, but what's a movie?
I got you.
That everyone hates, but you love, or a movie that everybody loves that you hate? Vice versa.
I'll answer both.
Okay.
So the movie that I love that everyone seems to hate on is King Kong, but like the older version of it. And people are like, why do you like that movie? I'm like, King Kong? They're always like, what? And I'm like, I love King Kong.
Okay.
And it's one of my favorite movies that everyone likes to hate on. But I'm telling y'all, King Kong is so good. Please give it a chance. I know it's 3 hours long. Yeah, it's real good. Now, a movie that I personally think is overrated, that everyone loves so much, and I don't want to hear it, y'all, but the movie that everybody, like, seems to love so much that I personally don't like, and as a cheerleader, it's like a sin, but I am not really a fan of some of the Bring It On movies.
Yeah.
I personally only like the first one.
I was going to say
the Christina Milian one, but I only like the first one. Like, some of the other ones are just like, nah.
I feel that.
I don't really like them that much. I know some of the lingos and I can read you bar for bar for some of them, but the first one, top tier. The second one, the third one. The Hated Panettiere one is good with Salon. Like, that one's good, too.
That one was good. That had a little spice.
You know? But the first one is so good. But nah, all the cheerleaders out there, I'm sorry. I know a lot of y'all swear by all the movies. Like, they're all the best.
I feel that. Okay, last question. Let me make it a really good one. Ooh. What's one thing you think everyone should experience at least once in their lifetime?
That's a good one.
Mm. I literally stole these from Britney's game Deeper or whatever, but I was like, this is drop it like it's hot material. I thought that was a really good
I
question.
like that.
Is it too
That
deep? Is it
wow.
too
No,
deep?
no, no.
Okay.
It's good because it makes you think. And it's like, I'm like, do I want to give a deep answer? Do I want to keep it surface? But all right, ask me it again. I got it.
Okay. What's one thing you think everyone should experience at least once in their lifetime?
Love. And I know that's really cliche to say, but I really personally think that people deserve to feel that. Like
Yeah.
real love.
Real
And
unconditional
it
love.
doesn't even ha exactly. And it doesn't even have to be love for relationship, love from, family, love from a pet. It's love for yourself. And that's something that I really truly want everyone to
Everyone to
feel
experience, yeah.
because we are all we have. And no matter what, and yes, I know we're not alone because we're not, but when it comes down to that, love comes from us. And
Yeah.
we are the first person we see when we wake up. We're the first person we feel before we go to sleep. No matter if you're cuddling with somebody, you feel yourself
Yeah.
falling asleep before you do them. So it's like that love for yourself, no matter what you're going through or anybody, I really just want everyone to experience that
Yeah.
at some point so that you
At
can at
some
least
point throughout your
reflect
life.
on it or in the future to now look forward to because it's so, you need it. You
And
need
it
it.
feels so good. I love that answer because when you think of like the long journey of life, like we're caught up in wherever we're at the decade or whatever the nearest little milestone birthday is, but you have such a long life ahead. And if you can earlier than not experience like truly loving yourself, it just makes the
Yes.
whole rest of the journey so much sweeter. Even if you lose your way, go through some
Yes.
things, make mistakes, do things you're not proud of, whatever. Like if you
Yes.
really truly experience like I love who I am, I love myself, flaws and all, like you can return back to that and like
Yes.
really, like you said, that's all you really have. I mean, nobody's
Yes.
gonna love you. Nobody should love you. I mean, maybe your mama's love, but like you still have to love yourself. It is really, I think, a real true marker of like a turning point in your life when you really understand what that means. And you understand how much it feeds you. Like it's like drinking water every day or something that you just crave and you don't want to live without. Oh, I love that answer. I just am so happy this happened. I thank you from the bottom of my heart for seeing me, for just allowing me to like gush all over you and like all of the things. Like we just really have hit it off from day one. And I really just this was long overdue, but it's perfect timing at the same
Yes,
time. I
it is.
appreciate
Everything is on
you,
perfect
all the
timing.
perspective that you've been able to share with everything that you've been through, your 5 amazing years with the organization. Shout outs to the
Thank
Baltimore
you.
Ravens, your teammates, and just everything that you brought to that team. I know that you are very deeply missed. You have to be. I miss you out there and
Oh.
super excited for all of the things to come. Keep me
Thank you.
posted.
I
Tag
got
me in
you.
these little posts and everything
I
and
got
the
you.
shows. I don't want to have to come.
I got you. I got you. I got you.
Well, you have a
Thank you for
wonderful
having
night.
me.
Thank you so
You as
much.
well. And again, thank you for everything that you do for us. And honestly, you do not go unnoticed. You do not go unnoticed. So again, thank you for having me. This has been long overdue, but we've been talking forever. So it's like we've been already doing this for
For a
years now,
long time.
actually.
I'm
Yeah.
glad I get to share it with everybody now.
Yeah.
How about
So
that?
thank you.
Thank
Thank you.
you.
Thank you. Thank you for
Love
everything.
you. I
And I
just
hope
love
you have a
you.
wonderful night. I love you too.
Thanks so much for listening to the Pro Cheerleading Podcast. You can follow your favorite podcast on social media at Pro Cheerleading Podcast on Instagram, at Pro Cheer Podcast on Twitter. We're on Facebook, on YouTube, and you can support your favorite podcast on Patreon. Until next time, keep your eyes on the sidelines.